WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For better or worse, fashions rarely disappear forever. If you wait long enough, eventually they'll come back. Commentator Maureen Carrigan wonders about the latest revival in women's clothing.
Here's a question for you. Marilyn Quayle, fashion champ or fashion chump? Not so easy anymore, is it? Sure, lots of us snickered at her 2 years ago when she showed up at the inauguration in her dippity-doo flip hairdo and giant pillbox hat. But over in Paris, Yves Saint Laurent must have been watching the inauguration too. He had a flash of inspiration and called in his assistants. "The flip," he must have told them. "It is very important now." Soon, Saint Laurent and the other high fashion designers began churning out clothes to complement the flip. Polka dot trapeze dresses, stirrup stretch pants, patent leather mules and ballerina flats, button earrings, daisy pins, hard square handbags, lace gloves, bathing suits with boy legs, inset bra cups, and modesty panels. And yes, pillbox hats. So now, Marilyn Quayle is some kind of fashion visionary, and the rest of us are scrambling to catch up. The December issue of Vogue magazine announced a harking back to the great creative eras of the 50s and 60s. I don't get it. Celebrating the early 60s, which is the focal point of this revival, is to me like celebrating the years 1491 or 1775. Sure, things happened then, but the events that defined those decades didn't occur until a little bit later. For me and millions of other people, the swinging 60s weren't ushered in until the night of February 9th, 1964, when the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan. Before then, the 60s were kind of blah, and so were the clothes people wore. For dressy occasions, most women wore the obligatory ensemble, a knee-length A-line dress with a matching buttonless coat. Jackie Kennedy somehow pulled it off, but everybody else looked like Aunt Bee on the Andy Griffith Show. Really, no woman, not even Barbie, looked younger than 40 in the early 60s. Luckily, I was spared. I spent the early 60s, in fact all of the decade, sealed in a green plaid, wool, Catholic school uniform, complete with matching green suede Oxfords, green snap-on bow tie, and a green felt cap that sort of looked like Robin Hood's with a cross instead of a feather. But the fact that I can dimly remember the stagnancy of the early 60s makes me even more puzzled about this revival than the revivals of the Victorian age, the flapper period, and the 40s that we've also witnessed in recent years. Actually, maybe the dullness of the early 60s is the very reason for the period's current popularity. Critic Frederick Jameson, who writes about the uses of the past in literature and film, says that, in a moment of exhaustion with politics, the images that are cannibalized are those of a great depoliticized era. The Persian Gulf crisis may transform more Americans into political activists again, in which case I guess there'll be a widespread nostalgia for granny dresses, Nehru jackets, and love beads. But hey, our fashion options could be even grimmer. At this very moment, Yves Saint Laurent may be having a vision of a timeless, scratchy little number in green plaid.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.